came out playing that the single stage high, and Bradley Fletcher against Nelson, it looked like in one-on-ones he wasn't trying to get his hands on Nelson at scrimmage. Is that because he feared the speed and wanted to? You understand what I'm saying?
Didn't his want press technique, he didn't get his hands on him on that play. Yeah, right. And we talk about that. He should have. Yeah. You know, we talk about press all the time, but when you go to the corner world, and I understand completely the stress I put on corners when I go single high press, and especially against a guy like that, and we moved in and out of that. But one of the things, if you're talking about a press technique, who am I and who is he, and where are we, where's his split? There's a lot of things that factor in, but absolutely, when you can put your hands on him, you want to stop him and restart him. So he could have done that better on that play. Later on in the game, he did it a lot better. When you go into a game like that, one of the things that you face when you face an Aaron Rodgers, like you face a Peyton Manning, when they possess the playbook under center and they can move themselves in and out of whatever call, well, they can have a run call on and see single high and audible to the vertical passing game. You can split the safety. They can move into a run game. They change their protection. So you constantly have to be moving it on them, and that's what our goal was in that game, is to, you know, mix it up.
Bill, what did they do well in terms of stopping the pass rush, a 3-4 pass rush, and sometimes you don't, a three or four man front, they don't know exactly who's coming. I'm not talking about the plays where Rodgers got rid of it quick. I'm talking the plays in which
The first and second down plays. Remember, I sent them from a 3-4 base, and that is not a pass rush alignment. You'd want to be in wide threes or a shaded nose. So when we start from our three techniques, our two gap techniques, the pass rush is not going to be there as quick. And then you combine that with the ball coming out quick. Now, on the deeper drops, some of those were play action and seven-man protections or six-man protections where they had the guys in, and then they were throwing the digs and sucking up the underneath coverage. So there's a lot of elements that weren't perfect, and the guy like Aaron Rodgers makes you be perfect as many times as you can. And if you're not, he's going to find it. That's what the great ones do.
You know, if teams do that more often, where they come out and have your personnel, and play, they keep your best pass rushers off the field, but then they start passing out of it. Out of those formations, do you have to just get a better rush from your front three, or just hold your coverage better in that situation?
Well, I think the different pressure packages we brought, again, we give the credit to them first, and I don't think he came out with any intention to run the ball to start with, and I was anticipating some running game coming. It wasn't a series and a half in that I realized that it was going to be all passes. You notice we went to nickel versus their first and second down. We made all the adjustments. I should have split the safeties earlier. There's a lot of things I wish I'd have done better, but they executed. When we did make some plays, we sack strip the quarterback and it falls to them and they pick it up and run. It wasn't going our way that day, but there's some things that individually, technique wise, we could have done. I could have called a better game, had a better plan, but we didn't, and it's a loss, and we got to move on.
We were saying yesterday that basically against a quarterback like Rodgers, you have to play a lot of man coverage. Can you kind of explain how he forces defenses into that?
Well, when you're not up and on him, those quick throws just eat you up. He moves down the field with the quick out, like the first play of the game, the quick stop, the tight end over. You know, it just picks you apart, so you have to come down and get closer, and those are mans to get closer, and then you have one-on-ones that you have to win, and you have to get the pass rush there. You know, the one that Fletch got beat on for the 75-yarder, it was also a bunch of one-on-ones in a pass rush, and nobody won those one-on-ones, and we didn't win the one-on-one outside, and there was a perfect ball thrown and a great catch, and you know, they make you be perfect. They make you be on top of your game. The great teams do, and we weren't that. We learned a valuable lesson. I think we had a great session in there correcting all the mistakes and how the game went, and we're real clear, like we are after wins. You know, we put the same face on, and we correct them, and we move forward, and we had a good session, and you know, if we had to play them again, we'd hopefully be better next time around.
After three starts, have you been impressed with Ben Berger?
Absolutely. He's a tall – I really didn't have much background on him until I turned him on yesterday. He's a tall pocket passer that's got a strong arm that can get it deep and outside. He doesn't get rattled easily. They blitzed him last night a lot, and he doesn't really rattle. He threw an interception early and came back in there and made some nice plays. So he's an impressive rookie.
Bill, you said you had a good session. Did you find players more attentive with correcting mistakes after a loss than after a win?
You know, I think that's a human nature side of it, because you're more depressed, you're more, mad about things. But hopefully we can get to where, and we talk about it a lot, there should be no difference on Monday. Every man that comes in here should be the same man on a Monday, win or lose. That even in the wins, we had mistakes and we have to get better. In a loss, we lost and we have to get better. So hopefully it's not. I think the human nature side says yes to that. But I think our guys are pretty advanced, and they're pros. and I think they handle it well.
Bradley Fletcher's been targeted them more than any other cornerback in the NFL. How does his confidence play into your decision to keep rolling him out there?
You know, I don't know if you guys know, I kept a real close eye because he had a bad start and it wasn't going well. And a lot of corners have a lot of outs. They don't keep fighting and battling. And I got a lot of respect for Fletch and how he responded. I was watching him close, wait one more, what do? Do I make a move? And then you watched him come out and play in the second half. He made those same plays that beat him in the first. He was on it. He played the ball. His press was better. He got better and fought through it. And he's a mentally tough human being. And I was very impressed with the way he finished.
So going forward, is he your guy still?
Yes, he is. Absolutely.
Have you at all just prepared Jalen Watkins just to get into a rotation or play? Is he ready to play if he needed to play?
I think he is. He's still in the rookie mode. Jalen's got position flexibility for us. And the good news of that is he can play corner, nickel, and safety in a pinch. The bad news is he's not getting reps at one thing, and that's what rookies need the most. You know, rookies to excel at one position need to get in there and get their reps. So when you're not active on game day and you're in the backup role, well, then you take on the role of multiple positions if you have the skill set, and he does. So we're anxious to see him grow, and again, we're kind of stretching out a little bit because he's got different positions.
Blueprint going to stay the same then, or is there a chance you might start working him at one position to see if he can't get out and help you at all? Or?
Yes, but it also it's difficult to do with the limited, you know, you have reps and then you have preparation and you got to get them the right reps and you have the scout team. So it's tough to put them at one and just have them hone in right now, this late in the season.
What about with Marcus Smith? Yesterday, Chip was saying that he has to show you guys more in the practice field before you'll feel comfortable with him in the game. So what is he doing or not doing, rather, on the practice field that you need to see?
Well, again, I've said this. He's made the positional switch, which is hard in and of itself. So until that light really goes on and we see that on the practice field that, boom, he's got the inside backer eyes and all those, and it takes reps. And he's moving along in the right direction, but that position change is hard, and he's just not there yet.
How does that handicap you then, because you guys are a little thin at linebacker anyway, with Nico going down? I mean, you need some contribution from him?
You could, but right now we've got a rotation at the inside backer spot going, and we've got Nolan Carroll in the dime, so we're working through it. So we want to have all the best players playing, the guys that are ready playing, and we believe we're doing that right now.
Without giving away game plan and all that, when you face a guy who doesn't have a lot of experience, do you do more stuff to try to confuse him, do things he hasn't seen, as opposed to a Rodgers who's seen everything? Does your approach change with the younger guys?
Well, the younger guys, sometimes you don't have to do as much to see what kind of – just because they're young, their experience base is a little bit different. This guy really is a pocket – experienced passer. I mean, that's what they do with him. He sits back there. They've got nice protection, and he reads the coverage as well. So I think he's a little bit more advanced than a lot of rookies from what I've seen on tape. Now, I don't know him. I never spoke to him. I don't know. But just watching the tape, he looks like he sees the field well and is a little bit beyond his years.
Now, you've played some good tight ends. Do you see Chase Kaufman as a Greg Olsen type of tight end?
Yes, I do. It's a good similarity there. He does all things well. I don't think he stands out in any of them as a pro bowler, but every individual aspect you ask a tight end to do, he does it well, and he is someone that has to be reckoned with out there.
If I can go back to Bradley Fletcher, how hard is it to have that kind of mentality where, like, if you get beat early, you don't let it affect you later on in the game, and you still want to make him plays? I mean, is that kind of a rare thing? Or?
It is. It's mental toughness is the number one thing an NFL player needs. I really believe that. Once you have the talent level, the mental toughness part allows you to have poor starts, you know, bad games, and come back and still be the guy to say, I still believe in myself, I still can get this done. There is no harder position than a cornerback position. And then when I say single high press, then it gets even harder. And I understand that. I understand that in harm's way that I put them sometimes. And they know I'm aware of it, and I'll mix it up. And when they do that, they've got to be, you know, they got to rise to the challenge. And if they stumble, then so be it. It also is attached to the rush. And that's one message I send to players all the time. D-line, you are attached to this cornerback's play, and corner, same thing with the D-line. If we can press and reroute, it gives you another step in your pass rush. So we succeed together and we fail together, and they're all attached to each other in their techniques.
A three or four-week stretch there where Fletcher was playing at a relatively high level. In this past game, besides the fact he was playing against Rodgers and Nelson, did you see anything different with the way he played and the way he covered?
Well, I think it's tough to say besides playing against Rodgers. That's, you know, those guys are real disciplined in their route running, and the ball was thrown in a perfect location. Not sometimes, every time. So His technique, yeah, everybody out there could have, you know, had bad technique plays. And when a corner has it, and I've said this in here before, when a corner makes a mistake in technique, it's a big play. When a defensive lineman does it, you don't even notice it half the time. When a linebacker does it, you don't notice it as much. In the back half, when they make a technique error and the ball's thrown at them, especially as well as it was being thrown, then all of a sudden it's a big play and we have issues. So those guys are held a little bit different standard. But as a coach, I try to make a fair standard. Say, I've got to make sure the best players that are playing the most consistent technique are out there. And right now, Fletch had a couple bad plays, but he had some good ones.
How do you feel about the effort in the second half from your defense when the score really got out of hand? And you were talking about late third, fourth quarter.
You know, there's some plays, and we had good, the bad, and the ugly today. And we had one play that really stood out as it wasn't us. It wasn't us as a finish. But then there was a whole bunch of them. The Lacy touchdown was probably our worst defensive play of the season. And that was, we hit the frustration mode. We hit the old, this isn't going well mode, and we talked a lot about it today. That was one of the themes and what we got to do to move forward and not have those plays, no matter what happens. And to credit, after that play, there was a whole bunch of everybody flying to the ball, but that was a pressure point, and we talked about it, addressed it, and this group is a great group of guys. That's not us, and that won't be who we are.
Bill, you talked about how much D'Amico helps you do more on the field, being able to check late in response to what the offense is doing. I'm just wondering how much of a challenge that is to pick up for the guys that have filled his responsibilities, especially going up against the talent like Roger.
You know, I think the guys have stepped up well, and really it hasn't been an issue at all. D'Amico might have had a little bit more to check, but I really don't think so with Aaron in the way he was going quick count and then double count and hard counts, and there wasn't a whole lot of moves. You know, that the cadence part of what he does is another thing that keeps you in check. So you've got to be on your toes, and I think the guys that are filling in for D'Amico are doing a great job, and I don't know how much more from a checkpoint that we could have done.
You mentioned more questions. Green Bay might run the ball a little more early on. Mm-hmm. What is that based on? Do you think they were trying to keep their offense off the field? Or?
Well, I think a lot of people try to establish the run early, and Green Bay has really worked for a balanced attack. And in a balanced attack means you run a little bit more than they did. But it wasn't long until you knew that right away they were going pass, and he was checking into some runs, I think. But I think they were looking at our presentation, so it makes us have to have a little bit more broader plan against them. And again, I could have done better with the plan too.
Did they have more package plays for the front pass option?
I believe he does. I mean, I'm not in there, but from what it looks like, he has a lot of ability to move people around, change and protect and change routes with hand signals. So when we face those guys, and that's what the elite quarterbacks do, that's the advanced package, we just have to be ready for it.
Bill, did you say anything to the guys after the Lacy touchdown about no matter what the score is, you know, have some pride out here?
Honestly, it didn't stand out to me as hard. I know we were missing tackles. That stood out to me. I was looking at the scheme, what happened, how it got out there, how he leaked out, and then we didn't tackle well. But when I looked at film, I could see the frustration on the guys that, oh, man, and they didn't finish at the ball like they do 99% of the time. So I believe it's a one-time occurrence.
Okay.
All right, thanks, guys.